Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome. This is Jenith Blackert. Welcome to the Crazy Rich Free Talk Show. Today's guest is Kinji Kamara, and he is on the line, and I'm so honored and so excited to talk to him today. We are going to talk about money magic, money miracles, and he's going to do his infamous attunements and activations. So how did we get so lucky today? Now, I wanted to tell you, in getting on the line, I had a few thoughts. I have really become attuned to, you know, consciousness in the universe and how we really do just need to tune in. And sometimes we think things happen by accident, and sometimes we think that we can't create and, you know, everything's not going right or there's these challenges. And I really have this bubbling inside of me where I believe today Kinji's going to tune us in so our frequency tunes to a little more ease within wealth and the magic of wealth. So happy that you're here. Just a couple logistics before we get started. This is a Crazy Rich Free Talk Show. We meet every Monday through Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. We are going to skip Labor Day next week, I believe, or the week after. And wanted to remind you to join us in the conversation at crazyrichfree.com/now. There is a Facebook place to play so we can have a conversation together, and you can get the special offer there and just all kinds of goodies. So go to crazyrichfree.com/now. And if you are on the replay page, you're welcome to join in the conversation if you're listening to this later. And if you are listening this on replay, just so that you have it and in your hand, Kinji's offer is at crazyrichfree/Kinji, and his name is spelled K-E-N-J-I. So let me tell you a little bit about Kinji, and maybe you'll just start bubbling just as much as I am. You know, I think that when you really tune into resonance and frequencies, when you are in the energy of somebody that is just truly a healer and truly follows consciousness and is truly a catalyst for quantum states of being and a catalyst, you just know it. And Kinji Kamara, he's a Japanese-American. He's born in Berkeley, California, and he serves as a bridge between two worlds, that world where we live on here on Earth and to the new Earth consciousness. And he asks the question, are you eagerly ready to consciously experience the full expression of ethereal peace in every quantum moment, cell, particle of being? And I know that you guys are ready to unite in conscious union, so I'll stop talking so much and I'll let Kinji start sharing and bring us into this beautiful bridge between where we are now and the new earth, and also attuning to some of those higher frequencies of money and wealth consciousness. So Kinji, welcome. Yay, so happy you're here.
Hey, Jenith. It's been over a year, and hi, everyone out there in Radio Land. Good to see you again.
Yeah. Gosh, we've got over 200 people on the line and a bunch of you on the phone line. So do go ahead and share with us on the Now page. I'd love to see your faces and connect and just kind of participate on this call, just a reminder for that. So, Kinji, let's start. I know that we have a lot of new listeners. I would really like to go back to you sharing just a little bit about your journey into consciousness. And I mean, the essence that I get from you is that you really are in this conscious oneness. You really are this energy where you do allow consciousness to be your guide, and you just follow it. And you trust it, and you really don't get in the way as much as most of us do. Is that a correct statement to say about you?
Yeah, but occasionally I trip over my big toe, but, you know, I get right back up.
Yes, we all do.
Well, okay, let's try a different story here so those that have heard the story before don't get bored. But I would like everyone now to just go into a place of receiving because the energy's already started. You're already in the field. And the best way to do that is to sit upright, or you can lay on your carpet in your living room or on your bed. But you want your spine to be comfortable, and open up your hands and your feet so you can receive. And really, I want to talk today about, and this is kind of a new piece to the work, and it's about knowing your perfection. So I'd like everyone just to take a deep breath, breathe in, and just receive that idea of knowing yourself into perfection in all ways, and for this show in particular, about money, miracles, and magic. And really, all you need to do is follow the vibration. You don't have to do anything with your mind because there's no right way to receive. Just receive and begin to become what you are receiving on a feeling level. You don't have to do the visual part or even the auditory part, but just go into your feeling and go into that place behind your physical heart, and we'll get more into that in the activation. Okay, so to make a very long story short, my journey continues after 40-some-odd years in the field. When I was a little kid, it was really funny. I missed my Friday classes with my master. That's all I knew. And I thought it was some kind of like a Buddha-type teacher. But I remember as a teenager, you know, just randomly thinking, God, I miss my Friday class with my teacher. And so in a way, I grew up, like a lot of us do, kind of missing that element of a mentor, I suppose. But I know that a lot of us are here to really align and tap in with the teacher within, with the God power within. And so we didn't have external guides necessarily that we could study with for our whole lifetime, although we have our guardian angel that we forgot about. But anyway, to make a long story short, I grew up and I wanted to know about healing, and I wanted to know how Buddha meditated. I wanted to know how Christ healed. I wanted a way to help people. I just knew that when I was growing up. And I think I grew up as a philosopher because when I went to college, I studied philosophy really big time. I studied metaphysics. I studied the theory of knowledge, epistemology, and ethics. And it just studying all those books and getting my degrees, I think I just remembered, you know, I remembered my ancient wisdom and just verified a lot of things because when I would read certain authors, and these were pretty much all masters that came under the guise of philosophy on the college level. And I would study these mystical teachings and esoteric teachings, and I would go, yeah, that's right on, right on. But, you know, I always thought, well, how am I going to apply this to daily life? Because philosophy is like a really big head trip. And so I think for most of my life, I struggled. I can say that now. I struggled with a creating livelihood with my skills, and I never really had a platform to express myself on. Now I do. I have these shows. I have my trainings. I have my online workshop series, etc. So now I have a platform. But it took me, 40 years to receive the miracle of getting on these platforms. So what I want to share with the audience today, because the energy is in the field, that we know of your struggles and your frustrations and your depressions and your loneliness and your heartaches and your body stuff and your ego stuff and all that. And we know that you are committed to serving humanity, to serving your family, your spouse, etc. So we understand all of that. And we understand the struggles of finances in this crazy world. But there is a solution to all this. And what I've come to realize after many decades is that when you can, with intention and commitment, align to something that you can't see, but you can feel, and we call that the quantum, that begins to gradually bring you out of this world of illusion and suffering and pain. And everyone wants to be happy and free of pain. That's just in our nature, having these bodies here on the earth. So we have to remember that everything that you see in the world is collapsing on purpose. It's falling apart. It's not working. It's very, very, very beyond dysfunctional. And you cannot relate to that world anymore. So the new earth, for lack of a better term, is that place that you know inside that you can manifest. And you're asking, well, how do I do that? So we're going to say to you, you don't have to know the hows and the whys of getting out of your money situations or any situation. Move into that place of knowing yourself as perfection. Now, there's another element in the theme for the show, and that's about whose life are you really leading? Because most of the suffering comes from living projections and expectations of others, not your own, not your soul's, not your higher self, your spirit. So you know when you have those moments when you listen and you tap into spirit and you are following guidance, that life becomes very easy, comparatively speaking. So we're going to give everyone that listens to this call today the permission. We're giving your inner child permission, to be free of the struggle with money. And to know that you can raise your self-esteem to the very highest levels, to the God place within your I Am presence, whatever you want to call it, and you can actually embody that awareness in daily life and make it a no big deal thing. It's going to be normal at some point with a lot of people on the planet. And there's a side note here that I'm getting is that you have permission now to not be the enabler for anybody else. You don't have to be the savior for others or this world. You don't have to run everybody's stuff through your body in order to help them to heal up. Okay, all of that's very old, old way of thinking. So you all have permission now to move into your soul signature place and to begin to express very naturally without knowing the hows and the whys, shall we say, financial security. And it's not on the planet, but it's within the planet because you're walking on the planet and you're not of it. So we're also going to give you permission to not have to identify anymore with this physical world, because your spiritual world is the most important thing. Wow, that was a very long paragraph. So I'm going to take a breath. Everybody take a deep breath. Okay. So, Janet, you can ask me another question. I kind of answered that in an unusual way, but we're doing an unusual show today.
Love it. No, I love that, that, you know, whose life are we leading? I mean, I think that that's been kind of the theme of my life this past few years is, you know, I just was at a conference and I realized that I was really being my dad in so many ways.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm like, yeah, when am I going to get my dad out of me and simply be Jenith? Gosh, so there's so many places I can go and so many things that I can ask. We did have Kathy says on the Facebook, she says, which, by the way, if you came on late, is at crazyrichfree.com/now. It's at the bottom of the page if you want to join in the conversation. She says, just hearing Kenji's voice makes my whole body smile. Looking forward to this. And I had to, you know, as soon as I read that, I just nearly teared up because I feel absolutely the same. I mean, that just who you are and the vibration and the energy you are, it just seems to make most bodies smile, so yumminess. And a couple questions on the cast. We had one from Diane and one from Susan. They both had to do with vibrational frequency. So although we're talking about wealth and wealth frequency, I feel that this falls in with wealth and wanted to talk about that because I think it's apparent to us that are making changes and do feel that we are waking up. When we are in a presence of someone like you, you are a different vibrational frequency. And Susan had one specifically about blue moon energies. And Diane just asked, you know, how high can a vibrational frequency go? And I would like to add on to that is, you know, what have you found that really changes vibrational frequency so that we can expand and be more spacious? So three questions all in one there.
Okay, short answer, love and gratitude, okay. Appreciation, compassion.
Mm. Love that.
Yeah, so it's been said that, okay, so everybody do this. So everybody take a deep breath in and breathe in from your inner world this feeling of gratitude for life, just for life, for your life, for everybody's life, for the Earth Mother, for the universe, for all of life. Now, when you do that, you can begin to receive the power of grace, which is not definable in my terms, but how it results in your life is you begin to experience miracles, like I did with Sheila Gale way back in November 2011, which changed my life. It changed everything. It changed my money world. It did everything. And it was unexpected. So we want you to hold the vibration that I am now ready to receive and become the unexpected, which means you have no pre-thought of what that is. You're just going to be open. You're going to be open to be given miracles, whether it's through an archangel, a human being body from the earth, through your meditation, from all different avenues. It can come unexpectedly. And they usually start with little things, but they build up. Okay, we're also going to call forth all resistance to money, to having it, to sharing it, to being spiritually wealthy, which is more important than physical wealth. Spiritually wealthy, we are that really on a certain level. But to begin to really feel that vibration, that you are absolutely supported 100% of the time in all ways. And we just need to open up to receive those gifts. Because the universe is abundant. It's not scarce. It wants to help us all. All right. Now, you may feel your parents get in the way of this energetically. All you need to do is bless them, thank them, because they had other ideas about how to make money. Okay? The new way now is letting go of all of the old ways of making money, earning money, saving money, using money wisely, all of that. We're moving into a brave new world, really, we are, and that we are the great experiment. And today's show is actually an experiment, because I have volunteered to be the experiment in the quantum. So good luck, you guys. Okay, make sure you drink lots of water after the show. okay, let me see. Wow. Did I answer the question? I kind of did in a roundabout way again.
That's okay. That was awesome. I'm feeling the juiciness of it. And I love that you said grace as undefined. I keep finding that I want to put definition to things like vulnerability and even presence. Like, I want to define it, you know. And I love that you said the undefined grace. And are you finding more and more that the energy that you are, that it is undefinable, that there's this space beyond what we maybe used to be as human emotions, And these all are energies that are a little undefined.
Well, yes, the new earth vibration is not definable, but we are trying to define it because we can, so we can talk about it and write about it. You know, all that's good. We just need not to be attached to our definitions of stuff, of the spiritual, of the divine. So go ahead and define it for today and then let it go. And it's no it's no big deal, right? How can you really define love? But you can feel it. You know when grace comes into your life because, you know, we call that a miracle. We call that the unexpected. You know, and really the miracle is our everyday natural state anyway. So it's really not a big deal. But on the earth plane, humanity's getting used to this idea that something can shift literally overnight. So let's everybody take a deep breath and receive the fact, because it is a fact, that your life can change literally overnight without you having to know how and why. How and why? You don't need to know that. You don't need to know how you're going to get out of your financial pickle. I did, and I don't know how I did it, but I did. Within 2 years, I went from literally borderline going homeless again to now financial stability and building my business team, which I never thought I would ever do in my life, right? Hire people and pay them. Wow, that's an amazing thought.
Nice. Love that.
Yeah, so if I can do it within 2 years, and it's actually been less than, if I can do it in a year and a half, actually it was less than that, actually. To tell you the truth, it was like 13 months. So I guess I'm one of those miracle stories that you hear from presenters, like changing your life around in a very short amount of time. There was a lot of hard work on my part, physically, in a sense of doing tons of radio shows last year and whatnot. But I am so grateful for people that have come into my life, and I want to thank them now, because you know who you are, for being the blessing in my life. Because the neat thing about blessings is you want to go share that, and so we are sharing that. Actually, I'm sharing with you, with the audience, every blessing I've ever had from anybody, whether it's this plane or on the other side, so that you can actually feel, okay, I'm ready. I'm getting this. I can do it. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. And even if you don't get out of your financial pickle, today's show will help you to understand the dynamics of it so that you begin to live in eternal peace no matter what's going on in your physical world. That's very important, eternal peace. This is the new focus, I think, of the work. And again, I don't really try to define it, but we all know what that is. So that's more than being relaxed and tranquil. Eternal peace is that thing that's going to carry all of us through these big earth changes. And the biggest earth changes have yet to come, folks. So I hope you go to Nordstrom's and buy your latest spacesuit and boots and helmet, all right? And goggles and gloves and all that. They have a sale this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, humor is necessary in this work because sometimes you get too serious. So we just, you know.
Yeah, I would agree. I would actually say that as I've become lighter and more spacious, I've actually gotten a little more funny.
Wow.
I was funny, but I had all my dad in me that made me all serious and stuff.
I see. Well, you have to understand, and I don't know your dad, but, you know, he was looking out for your best interest, and he really tried to teach you what he thought success was. But see, if we live another person's dream, we're not living our own. And that can be hard. It can be hard because a lot of us have tried to live our parents' dream of us, of what we were supposed to make ourselves out of in this world. And it probably wasn't your dream anyway when you come to think about it and reflect upon it. So now you have permission to let go of your parents' dream of who you're supposed to be in the world and what success is. And that's a big thing, too, because in their eyes, maybe you're not successful. But see, that's from them. That's not your problem. Actually, we don't have any problems. Come to think of it, if you really look at it.
Yeah.
All our problems are other people's problems that we bought into and aligned with.
Yeah, yeah. I've found, because we've defined limitation and, you know, in this reality. And whenever we define something, I mean, you mentioned, and there's two pieces here. I mean, if we would never define any limitation, then there would be no limitation. If we never defined a problem, maybe you can speak more to that. And then I would like you also to speak more about receiving the unexpected and how we can be in those energies.
Well, we'll do that latter part in the activation.
Okay, okay, great.
Give me your first question again, because I just forgot that one.
So I've really been focusing a lot on, if this limitation was not defined by the constructs of this reality, then this limitation would not exist.
Okay, so I got that. Okay, so everybody take a deep breath in and move into that space of you're willing now to drop, literally drop, all definitions of yourself and your life. Mm. All definitions. Just take a deep breath. You can do it. Even if it only lasts 10 seconds, you can do it. And if you do this every day, pretty soon it's not going to be there. The sense of limitations and the sense of lack and victim and all of that, right? So let's take another deep breath and begin to breathe in and tap into our natural state, which is undefinable. It comes from your I am. That's a God-given gift to every life form everywhere. Your I am. It's that Christ consciousness, which doesn't involve religion, by the way. It actually even supersedes metaphysical stuff. But it's a term that's known in every universe, Christ consciousness. It's called a Christos in a more universal sense. So that energy is known in every universe, in every galaxy. It is the most powerful energy in creation. That's what we were made out of, and that's the energy we use. But we're not going to use it unless we're conscious that that's what we do. So everybody take a deep breath and agree now within yourself that I am going to now be more conscious of this power and to use it wisely through compassion and wisdom for the benefit of all. Okay, I would say the most difficult thing that we do in our quest for a very awakened state is to drop all the prior conditioning that has caused us suffering and pain, which basically means I can't do this, I don't deserve that, I've got to work hard. It's the old Puritan ethic. So those of you know that one, so you can drop that one, because that's really old, the Puritan ethic of working hard. I had a client not too long ago that actually said to me on the phone that her parents taught her to just make enough money to get by. And so guess what? In all her life, guess what? That's what she did. She made just enough money to get by because she bought her parents' idea about success and money.
Mm-hmm.
Dead silence through the universe.
I know. I feel that way. It's kind of like...
Wedding rippling through?
Like,
okay.
Gosh, I feel like... Every time it's like I keep having these profound moments today, and it's just like, it's kind of weird because it's like this funk, you know, it's like, and it's like, what a relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a brush. You really, are the juices and the breath of fresh air. That's all I have to say. It's just like, oh.
Well, you know, we all can be the clear and perfect channel, which has been kind of the theme of the soap packages for about the last half year or so. We all can be that clear and perfect channel.
Yeah, that's one of the pieces. Gosh, and this package that you put together is the biggest package we've ever had for anyone. I just, we were even uploading it, and we're like, oh, my gosh, how long is this going to take?
I know. I'm sorry.
You're
we
just,
apologize
so
for the uploading
generous.
Time. You know, two
you're,
days
you're
uploading
so,
all those things.
Gosh, you're just so, so generous. You guys can take a peek at the package at crazyrichfree.com/now. It's right there on, near Kinji's face. So let's. I would love to start with the activation, and I would also. I know we're going a little bit talking about receiving the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also include in there about really? We had a question about any advice on really releasing resistance to holding back. And really, truly becoming this energy and changing money, not just for us, but for the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just got a big, huge rush through my body here.
Yeah.
So my professional background is early childhood education and psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I studied that. Okay, so here's from my experience. So we call that wisdom. When you ever speak from your own experience, that's called wisdom, and you should trust it. So, when we grow up, we're taught certain things about a lot of things. And because we're really young, you usually don't say, oh, that's bullshit, I'm not going to accept that. We usually just nod our head or stay silent, which actually means if you accepted it energetically when you don't speak up and go, no, that's not my truth. All right, so we don't do that as babies, as toddlers, as elementary school students. We try to fit in, not create waves. We try to make friends, please our parents. So every time, and if you look back on your life early on, every time you accepted a philosophy about life, which you knew didn't go against, it went against your grain, but you didn't say anything. You didn't speak up. You actually swallowed it. Right? Okay, so that's an imprint that goes into your subconscious, goes into your brain, as it affects your nervous system. So over time, 20 years, whatever, 30 years, you stay in this habit of not speaking up because you don't want to upset the world. You don't want to upset your parents. You don't want to deface the family name, whatever it is. Asians are very good with that one, saving face. Yeah, I know that one. Okay, but anyway, so now's the time to drop all that and go, okay, I realize that's what I did, and now I'm choosing a different path. See, you can change your thought and your belief in an instant if that thought is more powerful than the imprinted energy that's already in your brain, in your body. It can't be this weak intention. Like, okay, I know I'm a good person and I'm wealthy spiritually. You've got to really, you almost have to demand it, to demand the change. You have to put so much energy into these new intentions that it actually overrides and automatically deletes, a lot of rushes, deletes that old conditioning. You know about computer language? I'm talking computer language now. You can delete all these old files. You can click and drag them into your recycle bin, and then empty your recycle bin. See, that's the advanced level. That's a 2.0 upgrade. Now, you can drag and drop all these old files into your recycle bin, but then you've got to delete everything. You have to empty out your recycle bin so there's nothing more in your subconscious. Hey, that was a pretty cool analogy. I just brought that one through for the first time. I kind of like that one.
Me too.
Yeah, take a deep breath, Janice. empty recycle bin is very good. That means that there's a lot of space there.
Don't recycle your old beliefs. Recycle. You need to press Control Alt Delete.
Yeah.
And reboot. Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, Alt instead of Alt, it could be All. So Control All Delete. There we go. It's a new one. That's good. We can all do that. Okay, let's get into the activation. I'm going to explain a little bit beforehand because for our newbies. Now, so here's the thing with these activations. They're organic, live, evergreen. So that means they're lasting forever. So you can listen to this show a zillion times and get a zillion different levels. Okay, it never gets old. All right, now if you space out during this activation, don't remember anything, that's totally okay. If you stay present in your body and you don't feel much, I'm giving you the extremes now, that's still normal. Everybody is getting it to the degree that they're getting it. No one's left behind, all right? The train picks up everybody. Okay. Dang, I missed that train. Nope, you're not going to miss it. Okay. You may go through some deep emotional experiences from this activation. That's normal. And what you're going to do is you're going to do your best not to judge anything, but to accept whatever feelings, emotions, thoughts come up. You will have mirrors physically after this activation. And you'll have an opportunity to choose either love or to go into the pain of the pattern. So these core issues, the reflections of these will come up from these activations because that's what these do. It brings it up so that you can recognize it and then go, okay, I'm done with that. I really love this now, or I love that person now. You can do that. Okay? All right. You may get very thirsty. You want to drink lots of water afterwards. You may get very hungry afterwards, and food's going to taste really good because quantum energy just makes food taste really good. Mm-hmm. Okay. You may get really sleepy. You may have high energy. The gamut of emotions may be present, not with each and every one of you, but given as a collective, this audience, you will go through the gamut in your own way. And it may be for this whole week. It won't last forever, all right? It's going to come up for your review, and then you let it go. So like in Jenna's case, I'm just going to pick an example of the error. Okay, so then maybe she'll have a conversation with her dad tomorrow and have a realization about something that related to an old pattern, an old way of relating. She'll move into this new space, and she'll see her dad differently. At the same time, she'll see herself differently too. And at the same time, her dad's going to see Jenneth differently. Because when you change where you're coming from, the people that you relate to are going to see you differently. Isn't that really cool? So you don't have to change anybody or the world. It'll change automatically as you change. Pretty cool, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. There will be a moment, a period of silence somewhere towards the end of the activation. So don't freak out. That is on purpose so that you can receive and integrate. Because that is the best way, is through the silence. So, oh, here's another thing. So you may physically end up in a different position than when you started, and that includes Jenneth. Mm-hmm. But I will call you back at the end, and for radio show hosts, usually when they hear their name, they pop back into physical reality. Okay, but you have permission to end up in a different physical location at the end than when we started. Now, we're going to do something also. We're going to give the... We're going to put into this activation that when it's time to return, if you're in this most wonderful place, ignore my voice and stay in your experience. You don't have to come back when I say, okay, now it's time to return to the body. Because some people can go out for 2 hours, totally blissed out, right? So we want you to do that. You don't have to come back unless you want to. Just ignore my voice. You'll come back on your own. You'll ground on your own. And the best way to do that is energetically ground your feet into the earth and drink lots of water and get some fresh air. And please make sure that you're grounded before you drive your automobile today. Very important. And if you need to eat something before you drive, do that. Okay. Now, some people will obviously not hear my voice, and that's okay. You're still being guided. So you want to follow the energy versus my voice. So if you're in a different experience and what the voice is saying, that's all right, okay? You want to follow the energy. My voice is just a guidance system, okay? You will move deep into the quantum in the spaces of when there are no words, and especially when we do about the five-minute silent part, all right? And those of you that come on a call, like during that silent part, yes, the show is on. Don't freak out. Just hang in there and receive. All right, so here we go. Okay, everyone take a deep breath. We're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth very gently. You want to do slow, really deep breaths in and out. We're going to clear the brain now as you breathe in. We're going to feel and imagine and sense with your intention that you're going to activate your brain and clear your brain at the same time through the breath. Okay, so we're going to breathe in through the nose and feel the light that comes from source moving directly into the core of your brain, shaking things up a bit very gently with love. And you're going to release through the nose and begin to just drop and release and let go all old ideas about money and who you are regarding money. You don't have to know what it is. That's your intention. Breathe in, activate, circulate, take a slow, deep breath, and feel your brain actually emptying out. The energy will just disappear when it empties out. Your eyes might flutter. That's normal. Okay. You may start shaking, jerking. That's all normal. You might feel very hot and cold. That's normal. Any manner of physical sensations that's odd and weird is going to be normal. Okay. Now, take another deep breath in. Now, we're going to swirl the energy. Let's go either way, clockwise or counterclockwise. It doesn't matter. And then exhale, keeping your eyelids gently closed. You can actually look up into your brain with your eyeballs. Breathe up. Okay, now we're going to breathe down the spine as if the energy is beginning to cleanse your spine of all old money energy. You may feel tension and pain come up. That's okay. Now, we're going to detach energetically together. We're going to detach from our emotional body, our intellect, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, and the collective astral body of humanity. So you're actually going to detach and disengage from the physical world of illusion. And you will automatically begin to be in the space of you as the Voyager in the quantum field. You'll be aware of your body and this other world at the same time. Okay, let that vibration go all the way down your spine very gently. And it's going to encircle your sacrum, base of the spine, very gently. It's like a little gentle vortex that's beginning to align your original eight cells of creation back to its original vibration of harmony and balance with money. You may get very emotional. You may get tears. You may start laughing. That's all good. Stay in the quantum. Let your body do its thing. Okay, we're going to ground the feet and the base of the spine to the earth. Energetically, you're going to find that sweet spot in the earth that we call your natural grounding and connection with the Earth Mother. And you're going to feel the presence of the Earth Mother in your body. It's a beautiful, loving, very compassionate, vibration of love and support. And you're going to choose now to allow the Earth Mother to lovingly support you, to support your physical life here on the Earth, through nature, through the crystals, through the elementals, through her, what we call power animals, like the eagle and the dolphin and the elephant. Let your shoulders drop. Relax your jaw. Relax your forehead muscles. Allow all muscles in your body to just move into this place of tranquility and peacefulness. Letting go of all concerns that you have about Earth life. Okay, now gently breathe into your lower abdomen, your pelvic region, your legs, your thighs, your kneecap, your feet. And again, allow the energy to move naturally through your organs, through your chakra points, through your different energy bodies. We're going to gently stir up that which has been hidden and unconscious. So feel and imagine that this energy of love and miracles, the energies of knowing, is moving through all aspects of your money world. And it's gently placing everything back in order according to the dictates of your soul, your spirit, your I am. And you are releasing the hold of the world with your money and your sense of spiritual abundance and prosperity. Okay, we're going to breathe through the belly button. Imagine and feel and sense that there's like a doorway or a portal that's around your belly button. That includes your lower back. And you're going to begin to breathe the light through that portal with no expectations. Just breathe and release and receive. Okay, same thing now. There's another portal around your solar plexus stomach area. You're going to take a deep cleansing breath and allow that cleansing light to circulate through your solar plexus, through your magnetic field. And you're going to choose now through intention to release everybody else's thoughts, energy, feeling, emotions, fears, and pain and suffering regarding money and regarding you. You're going to choose to let all of that go and to reestablish yourself in your own solar plexus. So feel and sense all that energy leaving, dropping, disappearing, collapsing. Everybody else's ideas and energy about you and money, what you're supposed to do. You're going to begin to breathe in and anchor your own knowing about everything, about power and money and relationships and career and business. Okay, we want you to feel, and you can even imagine this, it's like a platform, if you will. It's an energetic platform, a chalice, a grid, a matrix that you're beginning to anchor into the physical world. And this energy comes from your spiritual world. It's like an anchoring platform. It's like your infrastructure for manifesting. And feel and sense that it's being anchored into the world and into your body from the very highest places of your spirit. Now, this is going to take some physical earth time, but it's a gradual building of your chalice, of your infrastructure, of your grounding. Any resistance you may feel to receiving this, just simply breathe through it. You are detached, so you won't become emotional regarding this. You'll see it from the observation point of view. Feel the help and the presence of the angels and the masters right there with you. Okay, we're going to breathe up into the lungs and the chest and begin to really open that up. Begin to breathe into the tightness and the tension of your upper back, your shoulders, your lungs, your breathing capacity, your breathing system. Now, you may become very emotional here, but in a detached way. We're going to begin to release all of the held-in emotions about not having enough money and not being good enough to be a millionaire and not being good enough to be successful in the eyes of your parents or your teacher or your guru. You're going to release all of that, releasing the pain of loneliness and the feeling of separateness. The grief, the sadness, whatever it is. You're going to bring in more light now into your lungs, more spaciousness. Okay, we're going to do the same thing with the neck, releasing the big time restrictions. And symbolically, you can sense collars around your neck, a rope. Feeling of strangulation, feeling of injuries to your neck, whatever it is. This is all old, all old. We're going to open up the neck so the neck can breathe, so you can begin to express yourself naturally without pre-thinking, without a sense of self-censorship. You're going to release the idea of what people will think. You may feel sharp pains moving through your neck and your throat. This will help to balance the thyroid gland, your hypothalamus, and your thymus. Okay, we're going to breathe in and unlock your jaw. That has to do with, again, personal expression and speaking your truth. You may feel pains moving through your brain, your eyes. Okay, we're going to release the optic nerve. You're going to ask for a deep cleansing of the optic nerve, a deep purification, and a resetting, restoring back to your original point before perceptual distortion. You may feel tightness going on in your body, heat, shivers. You may feel nauseous. Okay, take a deep breath into your crown, right in the top of your head, and a space above your head going up about 2 to 3 feet. Take a deep breath and begin to feel the openness and the spaciousness Now I want you to place your awareness about 3 feet above your head. Take a deep breath. Refocus. Now from there, we're going to recalibrate your physical, etheric, and energy bodies back to its original calibration before the perceived fall of man. And it is like a gyroscope, that you are spinning a gyroscope, that is your body, on a piece of string. And it's spinning perfectly, completely balanced with the core of the earth. Now, you may get a little dizzy and nauseous on this one. That's normal. Keep breathing. Okay, we're going to call in your spiritual helpers now. We've already activated, about an hour ago, the pillars of light for your physical space. And we've called in the helpers already. We want you to feel the help here now. These are beings that are part of your team, your council. And we're going to ask you to deeply align with their vibration and their presence, and to receive guidance and support and wisdom from this collective. Okay, now take a deep breath. From that space above your head, down the midline of your body, past your feet and into the earth. And then let that energy come back up through your body and extending past your head, back up into the stars, back to the great central sun. So you're going to feel a figure eight flow from the great central sun through your I am, through your soul, your light bodies, down through your physical body, down into the earth, and back up again. And feeling and sensing the oneness between the sun, the earth, the moon, your body, and your consciousness. Okay, now you're going to allow everything that we've done so far to continue on its own until complete. Okay, take a deep breath, and we're going to now move into our soul signature place behind your physical heart. So bring all of your awareness there with your guides, with your team. You're going to imagine and feel a sacred chamber space that is uniquely yours right behind your physical heart. Bring all of your awareness there now and begin to receive and integrate through your sense of gratitude and appreciation, the power of grace, miracles, magic, and transformation. And we wish you to be in this place for about the next 5 minutes of earth time in silence. Nothing to do but receive and be. I'll call you back when it's time to return. And if you want to stay in this space and not return to your body in 5 minutes, you may do so. Now, for those of you that are ready to come back, take a slow deep breath into the body. And those that wish to stay in the state, you can continue to follow the energies and come back in your own time. Okay, so as you are turning back to the earth plane, take another deep breath and breathe through your feet into the earth. Now again, feel the support of the earth. Now we're going to extend our awareness out horizontally. So this is a magnetic expansion. So now begin to feel your awareness moving horizontally out across the universe, across the planet, through your community, through your state, your city. And you're now consciously connecting more to all the I Am presences, not only on the planet, but in all of the galaxies and universes. You're beginning to feel and appreciate their love and support for you as a spiritual being, having an earth experience. Now the intention here is to allow this activation to continue until complete in your life. This could take a year. This could take 2 seconds. It could take 1 month. And as you are ready, begin to come back fully present in the body with more joy, more grace, more love, more inspiration, clarity, deep inner peace. Now, from that space behind the heart, you're going to begin to breathe into your life, and you're going to visualize this and feel this, that the power of your inner knowing of perfection is moving into all aspects of your physical life. That you are knowing others in their perfection. You are knowing yourself in perfection. You are knowing all of life in its perfection. This is that place of being that actually is the doing. Breathing deeply now. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes and allow your brain to readjust, coming back fully present, fully aware, alert, awake, alive, fully grounded with the Earth Mother. And when you feel complete, you're going to say internally, silently, and it is done. So be it. And Jennifer can come back on the line when she's ready.
I feel a little dizzy.
No doubt.
Wow. You know, it's so interesting when we go in these meditations, because I will start and I'll be like, I'm going to listen. And I think when you said something like grid matrix anchoring something, I was like, what? And then I just, nothing else. Like, it was just like, oh, vibration. All I have to say is it's just really beautiful to be in this energy as the just undefined love, grace, joy, you know, gosh, clarity. It's just, you know, and it's so it can just be. and you are just so brilliant at being that, what's the best word?
The undefinable.
The undefinable, so that we can understand that resonant vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally want to thank you for that and for being that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you
most
know
welcome.
So much of this. I would like I would like to hear from y'all, and if you'll go to crazyrichfree.com/now, as we're kind of just settling back into our bodies and our physical, I would like to hear some of the words that you put to this undefinable energy and this undefinable yummy and, you know, without seeming to define it. I would love to hear what you guys think. If you have questions specific, I'd love to hear that as well. And then as you're doing so, and in a few minutes, I'd love Kenji to explain this enormous package, and it's brand new. We've never had it on our summit. It's absolutely phenomenal. I've only had a chance to listen to small pieces of it, and I can't wait to get it fully loaded on my iPod so that I can, you know, be outside and just soaking it all up in every single way. So that link is at it's at crazyrichfree.com/Kenji, or you can also find it on the Now page at crazyrichfree.com/now. And Kenji, do you think we're enough in our body to actually hear what's in this program? Do you want to go through
you,
it?
Why don't you read some of the comments that are on your board?
Okay. That sounds great. Let me refresh my page here.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, probably most are still out there.
Oh, yikes. Don't listen to that.
Where is that coming from?
Hold on. I accidentally pressed the wrong button. All right, so just get the left over. Well, we needed a little tune. Oh, okay. Oh, take a breath, everyone. Well, maybe it just needed to be said that maybe it's time to change. We needed that little, like, laughter to bring us back in. Sorry. I'm obviously a little spacey.
Yeah.
So
see,
I
when you press the wrong button, yeah. Not quite all the way back yet.
Oh. I had my little Freudian slip with New Wealth.
Yeah.
You knew that was going to happen someday. Judy says, he's so beyond words. Cindy said, pure joy. Thank you, Kenji.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole said, the release of that which no longer resonates had me floating, tethered by floating. So tethered but floating. Regina says, wow, amazing meditation. I checked out Jenith. I just decided to stop thinking and just fell into it. Yummy. Don't know how to pronounce your name, and I'm sorry if I think it's Lenore. And she says, this was so amazing, so powerful and moving. I'm still floating and a little dizzy. I can't wait to see what comes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yumminess. Teresa says, what a fabulous activation. Thank you so much, Kenji. Eddie says, I am so sad. I got on the phone call and had to miss most of it. Aw. There'll be the replay up in just a little bit. Can you tell us some of the stories that you hear from some of your clients? I'd love to hear, you know, what are you finding, the people that really dive in, show up live and are at your live events, what are you hearing is the biggest change in their life?
I would say the biggest change is in their internal world. Because the changes in the physical world follow from the internal world, not the other way around. They definitely get blissed out, and they're in the zone. Like some of the students, like we're doing six-day retreats now. And I get this is actually a perfect example. It's kind of an extreme example. But so in a recent training, which was in another country, the woman had concerns that she wouldn't be able to physically or emotionally or energetically handle 6 days, let alone 1 day. But she had a prior phone session. She had an in-person session before the training started. And she, even then, after her in-person session, said, well, is it okay? I don't know if I can handle more than 1 day. Can we just kind of like, you know, do day by day? I go, sure. You know, she had already paid in everything. And she was physically already there, but she still did not know if she energetically could do it. And she had, I forgot what kind of physical conditions and illnesses and whatnot, but like her doctors probably thought, she can't do something like this. She'd be crazy. She just won't make it, right? And she ended up probably being in the zone, in the bliss more than any other student. And actually she got it the first day. And actually during the training, she was pain-free. And at the end of the training, she was pain-free. And after the training when she went home, pain-free. She was so much in joy and so much in her purpose and in her soul signature vibration that, well, she got what she wanted.
Yeah. That is so amazing. Sometimes you find people just need space.
They do. They need to be in the company of other quantum people. Mm-hmm. Here's what's really beautiful, and this applies to the radio show audience, but also the students who have come to the trainings. It builds naturally a sense of community. So when people gather, you know, it's that old saying, when two or more are gathered. So like when 30 or more are gathered, it's just the sense of connection and community starts building from the very first hour and just continues and continues. And people, maybe for the first time, feel like they're in a physical space where they can let down all their guards, they can speak freely, they can be themselves in a spontaneous way. You know, and for many people, that's never been given to them before, ever.
Right.
Not in a family, not anywhere. And so they come to these events, and well, we create this together. It's our intention to create this very loving, open space where people can be themselves. And we do give them permission verbally to be themselves for the whole 6 days, to be spontaneous, to be funny, to be obnoxious, to be whatever. And not everybody does it fully, but enough people do it. And that's very freeing, and that's very healing in itself. That can take care of a lot of stuff when you can actually feel like I can be really open. I can let all my guards down. I can let all my shields down. I can speak freely and begin to connect with students in the training.
Yeah, it's
like soul family coming back together. It's such an amazing and wonderful experience when you actually feel like, ah, this is my soul family. We're back together again after all these lifetimes.
Yeah, that's what I find with a lot of the classes that I'm in lately. It's like, oh, it's home.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and go through the package, because I know that they'll get the, you know, they'll get to experience some of your live training on some of the audio files here. So this is completely new, which really, really excited me. And it's just exciting, really, really exciting.
It's a very big package energetically, for sure. You could spend the next
year. Yeah, you could say
doing
so.
This. Yeah.
We condensed it into like 16 items. But really, it's, some of these are six audio, like item one is six audio files. Item two has six audio files. I mean, it is huge. And yeah, if you just like this work, I mean, this is like something you can just hang out with for a very long time. Plus, these are, you know, audio files that you don't listen to just once. I mean, you go over and over and over again because you hear things different. And if you were like today, I mean, I didn't even hear this call.
What activation?
Right. You mean there was an activation?
Well, you know, you mentioned something which I recommend for people, especially if they download this on their iPhone or their Android, is to go out in nature and play these attunements. Sit under a tree, lean against a tree, or sit on a big rock by yourself, alone and quiet, nature, and play the attunement. It's amazing. Mm. Pets also are getting the hang of this. I'm getting more reports of, oh, my doggy is loving this.
Yes, they so get this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, look, the humans came to play. My daughter really gets it.
They'll zone out too, and they'll have a hard time coming back.
You need to ask them. Yeah. Well, and it's kind of funny. You know, I usually will walk my dog and listen.
That's
good,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, because then, you know, my body's moving, and as long as I don't forget where I live, I'm good. it's out, and then plus I've got the stimulus of the sun and nature and the trees. And I'll just come back and really just be like, hi, how are you? It's pretty delicious. You know, and so we try to add up these packages. And so the entire package, when we added it up, now, you know, Kenji's not even really that expensive, you know, compared to some of the other people that I interview. So when we added all this up, it was $14,000. And he's selling $1,400. Sorry, so just a little spacious.
Yeah, a little spacious.
You know, number. No, what is this numbers? What does this money stuff mean? It was $1,412 to be exact, and he's selling it for $97 just for my people on my list. So, get it. I don't ever want to tell you what to do, but I would get it if I were you because pretty phenomenal. This, you know, this is life-changing stuff, and I just, you know, where else can you just like plug in some earphones and, you know, feel like you're flying? Some of the older interviews that we had when you did the Voyager, I probably listened to those 14 times. Mm-hmm. You know, and gone off to Voyage. Yeah, it's just juicy and yummy. So, and by the way,
if you like, leave it for a year and come back and re-listen. Wow, that's a whole other different level experience.
Yes, yeah. Well, and it just keeps growing, is what I find.
It is.
And
by
the way, you guys, you can, if you just love today's call, you can purchase all of the interviews as a single. There's a link for singles on each replay page, and you can also purchase them as a collective through Crazy Rich Free. We've been sending out some emails on that, and get it early because it will go up to a higher price point by the end of the series when it's completed. So, cool.
So
let's go
for
the package.
For the newbies, for the newbies, just want to just briefly talk about item one and item two.
Well, can we just go through the whole thing?
One, two, and three and four and five and six. They all come from the trainings.
The live
not training. The most recent, but the ones that we did that are dated from last year.
Okay.
And it's as if you're in the training as a student receiving the activations. So it would be that same quality of receiving. And what's neat about this package is there's two teaching video reviews that include actually new activations that were done in the moment to go with the demonstrations that you see in the video. So technically speaking, you can begin to offer this work to people without having gone to the trainings physically, because you have two teaching videos, level one and level two, to guide you.
Oh,
and even
my
the
goodness.
Activations
wow.
in the review
That's
are very,
good.
Very, very strong. Uh-huh. Funny story. So the small audience I had of students that were doing the review day, which was basically a 5-6 hour day for them, coming off of a training, some of the students were so zoned out during the review day, they couldn't even get out of their chair. They were just like stuck to their chair, couldn't even go to the bathroom. They were just like so deep in the quantum that they
uh-huh.
didn't want to move or couldn't move.
Right.
And what's neat about these video, these two video items, they're also downloadable to your iPhone and your Android, which is really cool. The audio ones, the audio portion of the activations. So really cool. I would suggest you only listen to one activation per day, whether it's a single activation or coming from the trainings. And it's good to, like, do it for 1 week. Every day for 1 week, you can listen to it morning and evening if you like, so that you really get it, because you don't want to rush through this. You know, you don't want to get into the space of like, okay, I got to really get through this package. You want to savor this, like, this is the last package you'll ever buy in your life, right? So you want to treat it so you can get the most out of it. Single theme activations, they're worse. Specific themes that I thought that most people could relate to that are going through right now. So they were done on my recorder, my little portable recorder, and edited for noise. So these are self-explanatory. I will say that item 7 is can be very intense because it was a group experience. That item 7 was a live event in Iowa, in front of a group of people. And then items 8 and 9 and 10 were single activations I did on my recorder. Item 12 is very, very powerful. You don't want to rush through that one. That's about working with the archetypes, the four major archetypes. That activation was inspired by Carolyn Mace, who has done outstanding work with archetypes, and inspired me to do a clearing activation for these four major ones. So that can be very, very intense for you. So I would definitely do that one by itself. I mean, like, don't combine it with any others. And give yourself time to come back from that one. That one can go really deep. And the bonus one's really good. And the second bonus one is for people that either have trouble sleeping or taking naps. And it's excellent for preschoolers and toddlers who need to take their afternoon nap but resist it. So you can play this for them. It'd be very good. They'll go out in no time. They'll zonk out. And you can also play this if you have trouble sleeping. You can put it on loop or repeat if you want, but at some point if you do that, you've got to turn it off in the middle of the night, or you could wake up with too much energy. And then we have one very nice little discount for massage therapists who wish to take a training in the future. Half price for CEUs, continuing ed units. So that's the package in a nutshell. I love this package.
Wow.
It took a lot of work to get this done by my editing person. A lot of work.
Yeah. When we got it, we were like, what?
Yeah.
Is he really offering all of this? You're just a creator of magnitude. I mean,
I record everything that I do, see, so, mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's how we create products for you guys. We have to record everything that we do.
Yeah.
So it's just the nature of the business.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely phenomenal. And I'm really excited to make it into it more. I want to hear about the archetypes. That sounds mm-hmm. just uber juicy for sure.
Oh, and the other thing I like to mention is mm-hmm. The effects are even stronger if a small group of people listen to the attunements together physically.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like your whole family or like your best friends. Like instead of having your usual party, your Friday night party, have them come over, listen to an activation, and get high that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right. It's like instead of like hookah, is it hookah or hoopa? The new thing that people are like smoking with the flavors.
Uh-huh.
You could just Kiji Kamara. Just come over to my house. We'll get high on Kenji. We can have the Kenji high party.
That's right.
Yeah, it's yummy.
The bliss zone party. Yeah, your weekly bliss zone party.
Right. Oh, gosh. Tara says, thank you for creating this event and community. Absolutely love having the conversation about the magic of money. Completely resonates with my work for helping women align with their spiritual and financial success. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole writes, I am in my car with trees around me. Too funny because we were talking about the dog, I guess, at the time.
Uh-huh.
And the walk, yeah. Oh. Wow. So thank you guys so much for all your comments and being a part of this show and a part of this community. There's really no greater way for us to grow and expand than just by staying with this and being with it and being the energy to be the change so that we can change others. And I'm so grateful for all of you. Again, the link to Kenji's package is at crazyrichfree.com/Kenji, K-E-N-J-I. And Kenji, anything else that you want to say? I do have a couple more things I want to tell the community for what's happening next, but I'm going to give you a little space to, you know, feel resolved here today.
Okay, so here's a prayer for the group today.
Okay.
And you can write this down if you want. It's not really long. I am allowing the grace of money to move within me, as me, and through me, each and every day, in all ways. The world rejoices that I am, that I am, that I am. So be it, indeed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And would you suggest they put that on a loop?
They can just write that little prayer down and put it on their mirror or their refrigerator as a reminder. Put it in their car as a reminder.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and send that out in the email as well.
Okay, that would be good.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you still have plans to come to Austin and do an event?
Lost my sponsor.
Oh, so
I'd love to.
Maybe I'll have to become one someday.
Okay, that would be great. I love Austin. I haven't been there, but I love Austin.
It's a neat space. Neat space for sure.
It's a very unusual city.
Yeah, it's great. All right. Thank you, Kenji.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys. Just a couple things so that you know about the series. Again, we meet Monday through Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern each day. Tomorrow is we're talking with Dana Wild on retrain your brain for money and a higher vibration around money. Dana is very different, and it's very different work. Instead of going into vibrational meditation, she really has a real true practical habits, and it's interesting. I really adore her and love her work, and so excited to bring her to Crazy Rich Free. I also want to remind you, you know, part of the energy around this is we are doing a live event called Crazy Rich and Free to Be, and it's designed for professionals and entrepreneurs to really walk with me in this way of being just truly the freedom that we can be, so that we can grow greater practices and greater wealth and really be the energy and be the change in the world. This also in contribution with my book called Falling in Stilettos and Stampede Stilettos, who is our nonprofit sponsor for the book. So you'll see more about that and around. I just felt like I should mention it on the calls. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to email us at support@jenith.com. So grateful for y'all here, so grateful for this community, and I just can't say enough. It's your contribution to being on these calls that really make a difference in the world, make a difference for others, and you really contribute to the communion and the oneness that we really are. And I thank you for that, and I'm very grateful for your contribution and being a part of these calls and, you know, really being here instead of just another email. You know, I mean, you're really here, and you're really bringing it, and I'm so grateful for every single one of you. Totally adore you. So thank you for being a part of it. So I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we are going to get our retreat and our brain on with Dana. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everyone.